Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 16th, 2024, from 1 John chapter 5. Faith's impact, choosing between God's truth and the consequences of unbelief. Previously, we heard from John, who told us about the supremacy of God's testimony compared to human witnesses. John acknowledged about the common acceptance of human testimony, but reminds us that God's testimony is better, especially regarding his own Son, Jesus Christ, and it holds a much greater weight. So while we may value other people's opinions, John says, let's remember what God said. At the baptism of Jesus, God declared of Jesus, "This is my beloved Son." Same thing at the Transfiguration, reinforcing God's reliability as a witness, saying, "Yes, this is my Son." These verses encourage believers to put a strong confidence then in what Christ has done for us, and points us back to our own baptism and says, yes, we are children of God, and to have that compelling confidence. So let's continue with John's first letter from 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe, God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. So in this verse, John emphasizes the impact of belief, or you could say disbelief, in the Son of God, that is Jesus Christ. John states that whoever believes in the Son of God carries the testimony within themselves. That's that faith. This means that those who have faith in Jesus Christ have a personal affirmation of the truth about Jesus. The opposite, that is, on the contrary, the verse suggests that those who do not believe in God's testimony concerning his Son are, in essence, rejecting the truth by not accepting the testimony that God has provided about Jesus. They are making God out to be a liar. In other words, disbelief in Jesus contradicts the truthful witness that God has already given to us about his Son. So this verse underscores the serious consequences of the lack of faith, highlighting that belief in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ aligns with what God has already given to us by his verbal testimony, "This is my beloved Son," and by the continual promises of God through his Word. So on the last day, when we get to see God face to face, do you want to be on the side that says, "God, I think you are a liar"? Or do you want to be on the side that says, "God, I've trusted in your promises. I believe and continue to trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior"? I don't know about you, but I don't want to be on the side that says, "God, you're a liar." So as Christians, we need to continue to hang on to God's Word and realize that God's Word is true, because to reject God's Word is to reject God himself and declare God a liar. So we continue to gather where God's Word is proclaimed, because if we believe it's true, we want to continue to hear it. And especially at a place where God's Word is not only proclaimed, but attached according to God's own command to water, bread, and wine, referring to the sacraments of holy baptism and the Lord's Supper. Because these sacraments come at God's command, and God's Word testifies that, yes, this is true. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.